Hello and good day, everyone. Kevin Finkel here with another episode of Magic, the First Pioneers. This is a podcast all about the MTG Pioneer format. We keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer.
My name is Ryan Schwenk. I am the Japan hobbyist out of the Tokyo area of Japan. So thanks for...
All right, so I'm going to throw the topic to you this time because it's kind of something you really wanted to talk about and that I'm worried I might not know enough about, but I'm here to back you up.
So recently, there was an announcement made by the MTG Arena staff that they will be adding the Alenket block to the to Arena in the near future, which will be added to the Historic format. And they also announced that there will be a Pioneer Masters set sometime in the future. We don't really know when these are going to happen, but we thought this would be kind of cool to talk about today. Basically, what would Pioneer look like on MTG Arena? So basically, how will, you know, adding the Alenket, you know, sets this summer, hopefully, you know, kind of, you know, let you emulate what Pioneer would be like, you know, on, you know, a free to use you know, software. And once they do release Pioneer Masters, you know, what cards do we actually need to kind of make Pioneer viable on Arena?
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to walk back where we are from, you know, it was Standard, and then it's had some sets added on one end. Now we're adding back some previous sets on the other end with the Alenket block, and just slowly growing what the Arena Historic format is into something that will hopefully one day look more like Pioneer. So we're kind of going to look at, you know, there's a couple things that are unique about it right now. You know, there are those Arena sets that are additional cards that are already part of Historic, even though they weren't part of Standard. So they're outside of Pioneer. That's kind of funny. So we're going to talk about those. We're also going to talk a little bit about, you know, just what it's going to be like playing it on Arena. Yeah. And if we are to add that Pioneer set, what those Pioneer cards might be that they'd really want to add in, you know.
Yeah,
so the previous ones have been 15 to 20 cards. So we're going to talk about, like, what we would think, you know, if you can add 20 cards to Arena Historic to make it look more like Pioneer, what could we add to make it, you know, make it more of a format that we know and love?
Yeah. What's the closest we can get to Pioneer on Arena is basically, you know, our topic.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that I do care about. I wish that Arena had been, you know, had Pioneer from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you know, it was their big new thing, and the fact that it's available on MTGO, not available on Arena, it was a little bit of a downside for me. It's the one thing they didn't, like, really roll out, you know, Pioneer in every format at once,
but it's,
or every way to play Magic at once.
But it's totally understandable that they just didn't have the manpower to code all of these cards in time.
Yeah, some of them would be a nightmare too. I know there's a few cards out there that I'm like, I wonder how they would code Emrakul and Tron on your turn. Like, that's got
to
be some work.
Yeah, so we got to give them as much time as possible to do that. So in the meantime, we get, you know, like we said, Alenket. So let's start with that today. Just kind of, you know, we've talked about this before a couple times. You know, we talked about, like, if they started Pioneer from Alenket, what would it be like? And we visited the plane of Alenket a few weeks back for our Planes of, you know, Pioneer podcast. So we're just going to quickly touch on that first part. So adding Alenket and Hour of Devastation to Arena. So what Pioneer decks could we possibly make on Arena with these sets when they come out? So what did you look at? What kind of cards are you kind of excited about?
You know, I was mostly just looking at the big role players. You know, I'm looking at things like, oh, is a Braid going to be good? Oh, is, you know, some of the mythics, things like Scarab God, going to be good? That's kind of where I went first. Do you want to come on a recap what we said were some of the most influential Pioneer cards that are from that set?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, but actually what I did, I actually came up with about, you know, five archetypes that I think are going to become viable in Arena once we have those two sets available.
I like that. Why don't you tell me about those?
So let's talk about Mono Red. Mono Red, tons of great cards coming.
Ooh, a lot of them did come from that set, yeah. And, you know, Red's already quite reasonable on online, from what I understand of Historic. I'm not a Historic expert.
Yeah. So Ramming Up Ruins, of course. Amazing. Soulscar Mage.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one.
Hazoret.
Yep.
Is another one.
Glorybringer, if we're going that big.
Yeah, if you could even play Chonk. So you could do Mono Red Aggro, or you could do kind of Chonky Red. I think both would possibly be viable in...
Yeah, and, you know, you don't have to choose one or the other if you're online. You know, I assume it's a little bit of a slower format than Pioneer,
yeah.
So I don't think it's unreasonable for a Mono Red Aggro deck to play, you know, a 5-drop in the side or main.
Yeah, and basically I think it would be missing, I don't know, like 10% of its cards or maybe 15% of its cards from its optimal, you know, build. So it makes it really good. So I'm really excited about that. You could even...
So what are some of the things that are in Pioneer that aren't in... that wouldn't be online that we were looking for? Like Monastery Swift Spear?
Yeah, Swift Spear would probably be a big one.
Wild Slash is okay, but you can use Shock.
Yeah. Mutavault maybe? I don't know if Mutavault's in there.
Yeah, Mutavault's a pretty big one.
Yeah, so Amagus depends on if you're playing like the Goblin Chain Whirler build or not. But yeah, so a couple cards, not so many. So that's the first deck that's the one I'm most excited about once we get like Almaget block. Another one,
okay,
control decks. So like you said, Scarab God being playable would be really cool. You know, like some blue black control.
Definitely.
Cycle lands, I think, are going to help out a lot, especially for the control decks.
Ooh, yeah, you know, that's really interesting because one of the things that was already in Historic is the monocolored cycling lands,
yeah.
Right? So that's something that they added with one of those bonus sets, and
with the
fact that you've got more of them might be interesting. Yeah, so it's like this secluded step cycle is, you know, it's a land that enters, taps for white, and you can cycle it for white. So maybe, wasn't there a combo deck, like New Horizons, that uses cycling lands?
Yeah.
You think that's reasonable?
I don't know. I remember that deck, though. That could be cool to see, though, again. I wouldn't mind seeing it again in the format.
I'm gonna make it happen.
Another...
In this non-existent format, I'm gonna make it happen.
Another great control card, Approach at Second Sun.
Yes, that's a cool card.
So I'm looking forward to that instead of people chaining Nexuses 42 turns in a row. I really hope that gets banned, by the way. I'm sorry.
Nexi?
Sorry.
Is there a plural for that?
What's up?
Do you chain Nexi or Nexuses?
I don't know.
Probably Nexuses.
So you said you haven't really been playing Historic. I tried playing. I did pretty well for a while there, and then I just ran into about 40 Field of the Dead and 40 Nexus decks in a row, and I went from like gold tier 1 to gold tier 4. In like a matter of a few days, so.
Oh yeah, that's no fun.
I'm frustrated. I hate those cards. I hope they get banned. So that's a little bit different than Pioneer.
Yeah, no, Field of Dead.
Another good control card. The last one I thought we should talk about. Sensor, will be added.
That's
as well.
Reasonable.
So lots of good cards there. I mean, Sensor's also good in, I don't know, like the blue red Phoenix deck. I think is kind of a cantrip. So, Control gets some good cards. Mono Red gets some good cards. Another archetype, Zombie Devotion. So, this kind of saw some play. I mean, Mono Black Devotion sees some play, I should say, in Pioneer. But you could build a Zombie Devotion.
In Pioneer or in Historic?
Well, I'm saying in Pioneer you could. So I'm trying to say what kind of Pioneer decks could we build in Arena? So we're getting...
So once you've got a little bit more of the black creatures, you can do some of the zombie themes.
Yeah.
You could use that janky Liliana that can cast zombies from the graveyard to bring back a bunch of Garys, maybe.
Yeah, so you get Gary's great. You get Dread Wanderer as a one-drop, you know, zombie. You get Lord of the Accursed as another zombie, zombie lord. And people might even play Liliana's Mastery again.
I don't hate that if you're going to be trying to... Well, you know, that's a lot of 5-drops, but might be doable.
Yeah. So Zombie Devotion, I think, possible play. I mean, I think that would be like a tier 3 deck. It wouldn't be something that you'd play to win. It'd just be for fun.
How about Ramp? Is there anything that adds? I mean, I saw Hour of Promise.
Cards,
I'm like, oh,
Hour
you know,
of
that might make...
I mean, if Field of the Dead is still around, it's definitely going to see play. And I think...
Yeah,
I think Field
sure.
of the Dead is going to get banned again. It's impossible to beat it. With like Uro and... Especially if they're really Field of the Dead plus Nexus in the same deck. Yeah, it's game over.
Well, that sounds like a fun deck.
Yeah, so I'm...
totally fun for everyone.
Historic's going to look a lot closer to Pioneer after they ban those cards again.
Okay.
Another good archetype, I think, that we're going to get when Amonkhet and our Devastation are released is Mono White Devotion. Or maybe I'd say it's more less. I wouldn't say it's less devotion so much as it's more like mid range, I guess.
So what are we adding from adding Amonkhet, Hour of Devastation?
Well, we get Gideon of the Trials.
Okay,
which is nice. So it stops you from losing against, you know, so-and-so's, you know, cards. And Gideon's Intervention is another one, which we desperately need to have some kind of, you can't play this spell. Especially...
That's fair.
Especially
like
against...
Cast Out would be nice, yeah. I think, too.
Yeah, so get rid of Nexus of Fate and... With Field of the Dead. I don't know if Field of the Dead actually you can still play that one, but
yeah.
But those are two good cards that I think I'd like to see. Those are probably the main ones that I would get from Mono White Devotion.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about Historic and what it's gonna gain from Amonkhet, Hour of Devastation. Let's talk a little bit more about
Pioneer Masters.
Kind of the Pioneer side of it. Yeah. So you're saying Pioneer Masters. I'm thinking this is more of like a Historic, maybe more like a Pioneer anthology.
So here's the thing. So they said they're going to release Pioneer Masters, and I think the reason behind this is that it's going to be impossible to code 1,000 plus 2,000 plus cards from like all of the legal sets. So this think of this, yeah, it's going to be like a massive anthology. So I approached these notes that I took today is that like I treated this as a cube. Imagine you're making a Pioneer cube, and you are only taking about 300 cards from the entire Pioneer format. But because they've already released, you know, a lot of the other cards, you know, like we have Dominaria and Ixalan.
Anything that's from Standard or
the last stuff that's already released, I didn't include. So there's only the stuff that hasn't been released yet.
And you're trying to make it so that you can play at least the archetype of the Pioneer legal decks right now?
Yeah.
So, all right, so that's a good take on it. And I was going a little bit smaller. I was going, you know, 20 to 25 cards, which is what they've done with their previous anthology.
I don't think
so. Yeah, you know what? I'm sure that wouldn't get you all the way to being feeling like Pioneer, but it would get you a step closer.
I mean, I think it would have to be like at least 100. At least.
Okay, I mean, that would be interesting. I just wanted to clarify on the wording because, you know, when you say Masters, I think more like, you know, Modern Masters.
Yeah.
So it'd be a set that's legal in that. Let's just make sure our format, our wording is clear so people know we're talking about cards that already exist being added into Historic that are currently Pioneer legal cards.
So this would be, we have the Historic Anthology 1, Historic Anthology 2, and then this would be like the Pioneer Anthology. What cards would we need? And I had a lot of cards that I think would be great to add in. I don't know how many you want me to talk about because I know you'll probably tell me to shut up by the end. But
no, this is actually what I'm excited about. Is like, you know, you have more experience with Arena than me. Tell me what you got.
So
let's hear some.
I'll go through my list and you tell me if this would be something that would be an auto include in like a 100 card Pioneer Master set or not.
Okay.
All right.
100 card. I'm limiting you to that.
I'm not doing 100. I'm doing less than 100, but I still have a lot. So, I'll start out. I'm going alphabetically. Abrupt Decay.
Okay.
Good include?
Yeah. I don't think it's 100% necessary, but I see. I mean, when I'm going to like 25 cards, I was thinking, you know, you can bring Abrupt Decay, but you already got Frasca, doesn't you? Same thing. You got Assassin's Trophy. Same thing.
Okay. Anger of the Gods.
Eh, not bad. You got some other things to do similar.
Yeah, we have anything that exiles, though. That's the big thing.
Yeah, I know. That is really nice.
It's a big effect. How about the command cycle? So, like, we get Dromoka's command and Kolaghan's command and, you know, what was the other one? I can't remember the other dragons because no one plays them anymore. Ojutai's command.
Ojutai's command.
So how do you feel about the command cycle? Would you do like the whole command cycle, or would you just do like Kolaghan's command and maybe Dromoka's and Atarka's?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's tough. Depends on how many slots you've got open for them. I don't feel like I can think of any deck in Pioneer that's like, oh, man, I can't play blank if I'm not able to run blank. So, you know, even like the black red decks that have some discard, they like Kolaghan's command. I don't feel like they're completely
necessary
handicapped without Kolaghan's command. If there were green white decks, you know, I think that Dromoka's command is probably the most unique in that effect. But right now there aren't really those kind of decks in Pioneer.
So next card then, if we're going to do mono black, how about Bloodsoaked Champion?
Okay, that's not bad.
Would that be a good include?
Yeah, that's probably a good one.
And how about BOMAC Courier?
For Mono Red. Yeah, I think so.
You know, Mono Red, or even like Insole, I think would also be pretty good. It kind of works on both of those levels.
Yeah, and you'd have to see how many of those effects you can put in there. You know, I don't know if you need to put the entire... Like, if you can't make Insole without putting the entire existing Insole deck in there, I'd be hesitant on it. Mm-hmm. Would you include Smuggler's Copter, or is that just too high of a power?
No, level? I think if it's banned, if it's banned in Pioneer, I don't
if it's banned in Pioneer, really, it's probably too good. Unless if it's, you know, banned for a silly combo that doesn't exist.
Yeah. How about Bring to Light? I think single-handedly this would make Niv-Mizzet 5-color playable in Historic.
Oh, that'd be very fun. I think that would work quite well.
And it's just like the only card you really need because everything else is kind of already standard legal.
Yeah, now did you think at all about not putting in too many different keywords, or does that not matter to you?
Yeah, I didn't really care. I'm just like, I want to get Pioneer. I think people are going to be playing Pioneer. You're trying to get people...
You want to feel like you're playing Pioneer, yeah, but you're playing it on Arena.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Collected Company?
That's an auto include for me.
Yeah.
You know, Collected Company really makes certain decks work in Pioneer, even ones that aren't great. I mean, we've got Spirits right now. It can run without it.
Yeah.
But if you're playing a Coco deck, you can't just run it without Coco. Yeah. That just doesn't work.
I think it adds a lot to the deck building, and it just, like you said, it just makes so many more, viable decks available, you know, not only humans and spirits, but also elves would be another good one.
Yeah, humans. Humans would be really interesting. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit, just because some of the things they've added for humans, I think, mm-hmm, would be really interesting.
Fastlands. You know, from...
Okay, so let's talk mana in general. Yeah. So, like, how much would they have to add existing mana to Arena to make it feel like it's Pioneer?
I think you definitely need the fast lands. They already have the check lands, and you have the shock lands. So, mm-hmm, I think, I don't think you really need pain lands, to be honest.
Yeah, I could see it being either or. Again, it would be great if we got, you know, the rest of either the pain land or the fast land cycle, and then we could put all of them into Arena at once. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool.
Another card. How about?
Well, do you want to talk any other lands? Just one
thing. I mean, like, the only other lands I really could think about, like, I don't know, if you're gonna do Insole, you could do the Darksteel Citadel.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty niche. Mutavault was really the
big. Yeah, Mutavault was of. That's on my list later on, and I also had Confluence.
Mana Confluence. I like that a lot because that does make a... Mana Confluence has always been a nice one in that it really is a trade-off for being fast versus having real downside.
And what about Nykthos? Would that be bad to have in the format?
It might be too powerful. I don't think that I would want to exclude it simply on power level, mm-hmm, but I do think that with the existing little bit that I know about Arena Historic, I think that would be quite strong. Mm-hmm. You know, the mono black decks could get really scary. Mono white, you know, a lot of options there.
Okay, so it's not really necessary to be able to run those decks.
Yeah, it depends. You know, I right now I don't feel like there's any Pioneer decks that's like, oh, this deck can't exist without Nykthos. Mm-hmm. But it does feel like it's a pretty, you know, it's a bit of a heart of some of the decks that have existed. So I would lean towards including it and seeing what it can do. But it depends where you're finding on slots.
Okay. All right, next card, okay?
Yeah.
Eidolon of the Great Revel.
Okay, that's a nice one.
You would include that? So I think that'd be really nice to have. Elvish Mystic.
And that is one that... I'm trying to think if there's much that fills its role, but yeah, that probably fits.
I mean, people would want to play with that, I think, in Mono Red. That's one of the cards that was missing, I think, earlier. We said, you know, what's left in, you know, Mono Red that isn't in Historic once Amonkhet hits and... Eidolon's a big one, things. I think. But yeah, Elvish Mystic. I think right now we have Llanowar Elves. I don't think Elvish Mystic's in there.
Yeah, so that's a big ask, and that would make Historic a lot more like Pioneer. Mm-hmm. That is also, you know, that's a double-edged sword. That's one of those things that really overpowers certain archetypes, and they've had to ban a lot of good green cards because of it.
Yeah. Okay, next one, okay?
Yeah.
Insole Artifact.
Okay, yeah, and we kind of said... if you can't make an Insole deck with just Insole Artifact, I'd be on it, but I think you probably can.
Yeah, there's a lot of cards, I think, that, like we said, like Bowmite Courier kind of has that cross appeal, you know, between a couple different
decks.
Yeah,
Scrap Heap Scrounger sounds like a good one.
Yeah, Scrap Heap Scrounger as well. All right, next one, of course, Fatal Push. Must, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's a smart auto-include. Now, if we're including that to make Black's removal better, are we doing anything else to help the other colors? You know, we are getting a Braid if we're taking Amonkhet into account.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Pioneer has that much good white removal. Maybe you have to include Stasis Snare to be.
Well, I mean, that would also go into the Heliod deck, so.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, next card, okay?
Yeah.
Favored Hoplite. I don't know. Would that.
Okay.
Because, you know, people are playing Feather decks. You know, Feather decks are already kind of decent in like historic / you know, standards. So I think this would be kind of a good include just to kind of throw a bone, basically, so to speak, to those players.
I could get behind that. Either that or maybe like one of the Boggle type cards.
Yeah, yeah. If we're doing Insol, would you add Ghostfire Blade as well? Or is that just
I like Ghostfire Blade. Depends on, you know, again, what kind of archetypes we're supporting. So if I were thinking of this cube, which I probably have a little more experience on,
not so much.
If I'm trying to support morphs, if I'm trying to support Eldrazi, mm-hmm. if I'm trying to support artifacts, all of those work pretty well with it. So that's something worth considering.
Okay. How about Gideon, Ally of Zendikar?
Yeah, I could take it or leave it. Decent, but I think there are other Gideons. He's less unique in how strong he is now.
Okay.
I would almost rather get, like,
stuff that's not
Avacyn as far as what's unique.
I was thinking of Avacyn, actually.
Yeah.
So I guess how we are approaching this is more, it's less of the supplemental cards. It's more of, like, the main core cards that we would need.
Yeah, I was going real meat and potatoes. So I was trying to, like, hey, what would I need, you know, 2 to 3 black cards that would make mono black possible? Yeah. What's 2 to 3 blue cards that are going to make control a lot more possible. Mm-hmm.
How about Rabble Master? Goblin Rabble Master. Would you include that?
I'd probably leave it just because we can play Legion Warboss and feel like we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah. Okay.
Playing the same sport, at least.
All right. Hardened Scales.
That's a great one. See, that's an archetype maker.
And, of course, we'd also have to have Winding Constrictor, right?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say, is do you have Winding Constrictor as well, or only, or...
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to...
I feel like we're probably not going to put in enough cards to support energy as an archetype.
Yeah, because, I mean, you would need Hardened Scales, you would need Winding Constrictor, you'd probably need, I don't know, what are the other things that get counters? Like,
Let me think, Rishkar.
Yeah, you'd have to add Rishkar...
I think Nyssa is probably one of the biggest ones for that deck.
You'd have to add
as well as just the artifact creatures, so like Hangerback Walker and Walking Ballista. Yeah. Although I feel like you were going to come to Walking Ballista because there's a lot of implications there. Yeah.
Would you add in Hangerback?
Probably. I like Hangerback. It doesn't hurt much of anything.
Because I wasn't sure.
Ballista, I think, is a bigger question. Because you know, Ballista, I feel like, is very important to Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of decks that run him.
Yeah.
You know, across all of the format, there's always been Ballista decks.
Yeah. So I think Ballista is an auto-include in this.
Okay. So does that upset anything? Is that going to make, you know, mono-white a little too crazy?
I mean, you know, with what's his name? With Heliod, I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, like, are we putting him in just to get banned is the question.
Would he get banned? He's not really banned in Pioneer right now, to be honest.
Sure, but, you know, relative power level.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. Next card. Okay, you used to play Dredge, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Haunted Dead. Do we want to have Haunted Dead and, like, Prized Amalgam and, like, those Dredge cards in there?
Yeah.
Ooh, bless you.
Hopefully that was far enough away from the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea of making some of the Dredge cards doable. We've got a lot of them in Historic right now, so I think that if you can add, Prized Amalgam would be really one of the ones that triggers it.
Is Wayfinder?
Haunted Dead would probably be the other way to go. Yeah, Wayfinder was on my list, so you know, when I'm talking 20 cards, Wayfinder's on my list of enabling decks for Pioneer.
So it's yeah, I thought it was in the form, but I guess it's not yet, so yeah.
No, it is not.
So
it was M15.
So yeah, Seder Wayfinder would definitely be in there as well then. It was also in the Ultheros. How about Inverter of Truth? Do we want that?
Maybe. You know, I could take it or leave it. I don't need it to be in the format, because it's kind of a, you know, not gimmick deck, but it's kind of a unique deck in that.
Because everything else has pretty much been, I mean, it's already in standard, basically, and you got your Jace and you got your Thassa's Oracle.
Yeah, everything else would be pretty much there. It would be a very strong deck if you're able to make it work.
Okay. How about Jace, Vryn's Prodigy? For, like, Sultai Delirium and...
Maybe. You know, I always feel like... So again, I'm kind of looking at, like, well, are there other cards you could play instead
that wouldn't feel like you've lost the deck out? Well, Historic already has Ezcanta.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Search for Ezcanta, I feel like, is a reasonable substitute. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to have Jace. That doesn't mean I hate Jace.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think at all about, like, you know, if I'm adding all of the most expensive cards from Pioneer into Historic, do people play Paper Historic? Is that going to drive up the cost of... Okay, so not really consequential at all, then.
I mean, basically, Historic, I kind of see as, like, a placeholder until they can code everything, you know, onto the format, which is going to take years.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next card I'm kind of excited about, something that I really wish was in Historic right now, is Calatis, Trader of Get.
Yeah, I think it's a good card. You know, it's a basic role player. If you're putting 100 cards in, you're definitely including Calitas. I don't feel like there's any deck that I'm like, oh, this feels like a Calitas deck. He's more of like...
But it's like totally necessary he's my in sideboards, I think. Like, control or whatever. Especially against aggro. Like, aggro has just been killing people on Historic. If you're not playing Nexus or, you know, like I said, the Field of the Dead decks, then you're getting destroyed by aggro. And I think that would be... it would do a great job of making the format.
Would it do the best job, though, you know, if I could do Languish instead, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Would that do a good enough role?
Languish isn't enough, I think. And, you know, to be honest, like, I'm kind of more excited, for me, that with my deck that I've been playing recently, I'm kind of more excited about Bantu's Last Reckoning in Historic.
Okay.
As a way to kind of get rid of, like, those big creatures, because a lot of creatures are going to have, like, 5 toughness or whatnot. There's a couple cards I have in here later that have 5 toughness. But Calatis also really good in, like, the Vampires deck, which is already kind of Historic playable.
Okay.
So it helps out there. If we're talking, we talked a little bit about white devotion earlier. Do you think Knight of the White Orchard should be in?
Ooh, that's a scary one. I feel like that card almost doesn't fit Wizards, you know, what their standard cards look like. Mm-hmm. I would like it. I think that it's a strong card, and that deck really needs some 2 drops.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah, let's go with it.
So
I think it's
not
cool.
Too strong, not too broken. Another card I think would be it would be a good include is Lightning Axe, because, you know, for Blue Red Phoenix, which kind of has dropped off, but it would not be that bad, I think, in Historic.
Okay. Yeah, so what else would we have to add to make Blue Red Phoenix possible? You know, we've kind of been dancing around it so far, but we want to talk about the... Do you want to talk about the Delve spells?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think they would include Delve spells, just because, you know, they talked about how much of a mistake it was. You know, having, like,
I mean,
Treasure Cruise,
like,
and Dig Through Time.
Does your format feel like it's Pioneer if you don't have Dig Through Time, Treasure Cruise, or, you know, even some of the worst ones?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can still kind of... I mean, it's all about emulating. It makes the decks better, but the format could still be Pioneer without them, I think.
Okay.
So I mean, that's just me coming off as I hate blue. I've always said I hate blue. So I don't want to give blue any more.
Well, I mean, what about, you know, Become Immense or Tessiger?
Yeah, those didn't really seem like they had seen any play in Pioneer in general to begin with, so I don't know if I would put them in there. Maybe they could be like in a future Historic anthology, but other than that, I don't think they actually would need to be in the Pioneer Master set. So Viper, who's listening to us, is saying that we should talk about some of the spirits, and I had those on my list.
Yeah, so that was one of the archetypes I would have touched on, is what do we need to add in order to make spirits viable? Like,
Rattle Chains.
You know, I've thought about that for a couple archetypes. Like, I feel like you'd have to add a lot to make elves viable. I mean, it's not really viable in Pioneer right now, particularly. What would you have to add to make humans viable? I feel like just Thalia's Lieutenant.
Maybe
Kithian.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you'd have to add Mausoleum Wanderer, You'd have to add rattle chains, and Spellqueller, I think, could be added no matter what.
Yeah, Spellqueller is one of those ones that I think I would be great choice anyways. Mm-hmm. I could live without including all the spirits, because I feel like you do have to include an awful lot of them to make the whole deck viable.
Selfless spirit is another one, right?
Selfless spirit, yeah.
Yeah.
And those are all really coming from the, or what is it, Eldritch Moon.
Yeah, so I would like to have the spirits in there, but like you said, it runs into the same hardened skills problem. You need to have that whole core, and it doesn't really.
Yeah. So if you can only print a few of them, then it's a lot.
Yeah. It doesn't really lend itself to other decks. Where Spellqueller would be fine in a variety of decks, like if you're making a Collected Company deck or a spirits deck or whatever. And I mean, you'd also have to have Mutavolt, like we said. So I think Mutavolt could probably get reprinted in here. I think the format really needs a Surgical Extraction effect, so I would either include Lost Legacy or the other one. What was it? The Rakdos one.
Games. Slaughter Games. So they've got the blue-black one, right?
Yeah, but see, I don't like having to be restricted to playing blue-black. I would think they should play. They would reprint like Lost Legacy. You know, White's gonna get the. Gideon's Intervention and Lost Legacy can go into any black deck.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. What about Eldrazi? Just as a thought.
Yeah, see, this is one that I stayed away from as well. I didn't have Ulamog or Emrakul.
You didn't put either of the Titans in?
Yeah, I didn't throw any of them in here. Even thought not. I just think, like, if you're making a Pioneer Masters, I don't know if you want to have that in there right away. I think that's better left for when they release the Battle for Zendikar black.
Emrakul, I feel like, is important enough to the format that it's hard to lose that one. Mm-hmm. You know, whole archetypes kind of depend on. Well, I guess let's think about it. If we had like a Sultai Delirium kind of deck, do you have some other way to go over the top of control combo decks, anything like that?
I mean, you get tons of what do you call value from Uro alone, right?
Yeah, that doesn't win the game, though.
No? Yeah, I mean, you got Nissa in there, right?
Yeah, but what are you ramping to if you're, if Nissa's your top end?
Yeah.
Well, what's the point?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to have something big.
You know, there's what about what's the Hydroid Crisis?
Mm-hmm.
That might be an option.
Yeah, that would be a possible card. That card just wins by itself, anyways. Just drawing.
Well, sure, that's kind of the point. Yeah.
We could add an Ishkana as well. I don't know. That was like as powerful as like Emrakul, though.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess Emrakul would be fine, but I don't know if I would put in Ulamog, or even Ugin for that matter. Just kind of like those big cards you would ramp into. I just don't know if that would be like good in the format.
Let's quick think any other Planeswalkers, because I feel like we haven't touched on them. What are some other big ones in Pioneer?
Chandra's Torch of Defiance.
I mean, there's Chandra Torch of Defiance. There's Liliana, yeah. The Last Hope.
But would they be necessary in this format? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't feel like there's any decks that are like, oh, this is a Chandra Torch of Defiance deck.
Yeah.
I feel like there are, big red, but I don't feel like they're 100% necessary. They're strong cards that do feel pretty Pioneer, though.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, Jace Vryn's Prodigy could be another possible Planeswalker, but not absolutely necessary.
So what about, let me think. Yeah, well, why don't you keep going? Keep randomly naming things like Siege Rider.
So, we talked about Monastery Swift Spear. I think that would have to be in there. Like we said, Prized Amalgam already.
Prowess cards. What about Monastery Mentor?
Yeah. Monastery Mentor?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it's not really in Pioneer, though.
I guess not.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to think, like, how can we emulate?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, Spells deck. What about Thing in the Ice?
That was a card that I thought would be good, especially if you're doing like Blue Red Phoenix, or like you said, some other Spells Matter decks. Thing in the Ice would be really good. So I think I would have had to have that in there. How about Reckless Bushwhacker? And like Goblins.
Yeah, I mean that's a role player. I can take it or leave it.
All right, Reflector Mage. If we're doing,
I like humans. Yes, it's not seeing a lot of play in Pioneer right now. I wish it was. I think if we had a little better ally mono, it might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be good, though, I think. I think it would be a good card to have. Just, if you're filling in like there's a certain number of rare slots and a certain number of common slots and a certain number of uncommon slots. I think it'd be a quality uncommon card.
Okay.
How about Rest in Peace? Not really a main board card.
So yeah, that's not a bad option. You know, we have, yeah, I think for white particularly, that would be nice. That is very powerful. It really does shut off graveyard decks entirely. I like answers. Yeah, I like having the answers, even if the answers are a little too strong.
Like for as someone who has been playing Historic for like the last few weeks, I feel like the format is lacking in answers. Very.
So speaking of answers being too strong, I would not want Thoughtseize in Historic.
I was going to ask you.
What about you?
Yeah. I actually think right now with like all the combo decks out there, I would want it. I'd actually, you know, want to be able to stop cards, you know, or stop. I want to turn one play against. There's not really Lotus Breach in Historic yet, but like we said, there's Field of the Dead and there's also the Nexus decks. And I need a way to kind of to stop them, to slow them down, so they don't ramp
into. Is Kethys on Historic?
What is?
Kethys combo?
Yeah, some people that you can play it in Historic. I played against it and lost against it the other day because it's basically.
You know, that's my pet deck in Pioneer.
Yeah, you could build it. I've seen people playing it in Historic, so.
And they get Captain Sisse.
Yeah, you get Captain Sisse.
I don't know if that matters.
Yeah, that's totally random in Historic. Okay, a couple more. Like you said, Siege Rhino. Would you put Siege Rhino? Hasn't really seen any play. It would go good.
I know, it hasn't. It's so sad.
It sees play in Niv Bring to Light, right?
Yeah, and I never loved it there just because it doesn't actually get hit by Niv-Mizzet, but yeah, it was an option to bring to light for.
Okay. Couple more cards. I'm almost done here. SRAM, Senior Edificer. Because you got most of his.
See him as...
I mean, you got most of the cards from the new Theros block. All you need is him.
Okay, yeah, I guess there's a kind of a fringe deck in Pioneer. I don't see that as. That wasn't, you know, on my list of like, oh, we should be able to. How can we recreate this Pioneer deck? That wasn't on my list.
But for me, I'm also thinking like, you know, like with Hardened Scales and Spirits, you need to reprint all these other cards in order to make it viable, but to make SRAM auras viable, you just need SRAM. Because everything else was like in the new sets. So I would have it in there. Sorry. You okay? Bless you.
Sorry again.
All right, another one.
Coronavirus, guys. No, not really.
Sylvan Caryatid.
Allergies. Ooh, I like Sylvan Caryatid. What about the guy who's not seeing any play? Deathrite Shaman.
Yeah, Deathrite Shaman.
I could see them throwing it in just to, you know, because they can.
Yeah.
Because people want to play the card.
But it takes up a rare slot, and I think there's so many rare cards that people would want to put in, so... How about Tireless Tracker?
That's a good one. You know, when I think of that, I also think of Courser of Crucifix.
Yeah, I was thinking of Courser. Courser's not so big. I mean, it's a nice supplemental card. I wouldn't mind having it, but, you know, I think Tireless Tracker just fits into so many more decks.
Yeah, okay.
And someone else mentioned earlier, Traverse the Uvenwald. I kind of like that in Sultai Delirium, but, you know, it might, you know, show up in a couple other decks as well. And then another card, Supreme Verdict.
Oh, that's a nice one. Yeah, and that's a little bit better than what we have right now, especially with blue-white specifically.
It would definitely add a little bit more oomph to control decks.
Now, I feel like we were short on blue cards. Have you thought about any of the, like, mono-blue devotion cards?
Are those actually, you know, playable?
I think of Master of Waves.
But are those playable? I'm just looking at decks that, like, what are the top...
Yeah, that's playable. You know, we've had those. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not totally sold on that, because I know they already have, like, the mono-blue aggro cards in Historic.
See, you want SRAM, and you don't want to put Master of Waves in the mono-blue aggro deck.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's okay.
Goofy.
Yeah. I went over a lot of cards. Is there anything that you think I missed that would kind of help to emulate Pioneer better in the Historic format?
I think we're doing a reasonable job here.
Because that was a lot of cards.
Yeah, you know, that is a lot of cards. I don't think we can include all of those.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of like, for me, I think you get those cards in the format, you can pretty much emulate the majority of Pioneer. You know, on
Arena. I think maybe the Gearhulks, or at least the blue one.
You think so? And it doesn't really see play in Pioneer. I mean, you could. But, yeah, I think... So, those are the cards.
Any other hate cards you can think of? You know, maybe Pithing Needle?
Pithing Needle's a possible card. I mean, we have Sorcerer Spyglass, you know, in Historic already. That's true. So.
It's a decent replacement.
So I don't think a lot of these cards, like you said, we already have something that's already like a functional replacement. We don't really need to reprint it again just because, you know, it's one mana better or whatnot. So,
all right. So let's go over the last topic that I do really want to cover is that, you know, if we do this, if we try and make Historic look more like Pioneer, how much is it going to throw us off to have these
Historic
other cards that aren't in Pioneer that are already in the format? So, you know, looking a little bit at the Historic anthologies that exist already, is there anything in those sets that would really, you know, if we drop those in Pioneer right now, what would that do?
I think that's a good point. Like, let's imagine that they're putting these in Historic to kind of test the water, so to speak, for Pioneer. How would these affect
them? And it is awkward because some of them are already in Pioneer, so I think that especially between mana, or between different colors, there's a little bit of imbalance.
So I didn't go over all of them. I just chose like about 10 of these that I think would have a major impact.
Okay, yeah, what are some of those?
So first one, Soul Warden, I think would be really...
I mean, that'll be fun.
Really good in Heliod combo, just because, you know, if you have Heliod in play and anyone plays a creature, you can counters. I think it just gets insane. Kiln Fiend, I think would be good in Blue-Red Pro-S, you know, like the Wizards deck or whatnot.
I mean, that's like a common, that one doesn't stand out for me.
No? Okay.
How about
Imperious Prefect in like an Elves deck as like another Lord?
Yeah, that would be exciting for me. So that would make Elves in Pioneer more viable. I think you would still have to add a lot of the Pioneer Elves to make it viable in Historic, so I don't know if that would work going the other way.
Because we have like the M19 Clan Caller, right? And then we have...
Yeah, we've got Clan Caller,
we got the Steel Leaf Champion.
Shaman of the Pack.
Yeah. We don't have Shaman of the Pack yet, I don't think.
We do in Pioneer.
Well, it's in Pioneer, but I'm saying in like Historic, so... Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. We're talking about Pioneer. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, a little bit more. Yeah, I mean, we're kind of going both ways here.
Did you want to talk about some cards, or should I just go down my list?
You know, I'm looking at one of the mono black ones. Yeah. So, Phyrexian Arena, I think, is a big step up over the one that enchants land.
So, would that be like in mono black Devotion?
Yeah, maybe. Or you know, maybe even some of the, like, blue-black control. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a control card, but... It kind of could be, you know, Hypnotic Spectre, also scary card.
Yeah, people haven't been playing it.
Huh.
Yeah, I haven't seen it at all. I mean, people just don't.
I mean, I'd throw that in Mono Black Aggro, and that would be sick.
Yeah, but it's 3-mana, 2/2 flyer. Isn't that not too slow?
It is.
I'm kind of excited.
But if, you know,
sorry.
If you're the kind of deck that's going Thoughtseize, Hypnotic Spectre, like, you take away all of their ways to answer it before you even lay it down.
I like Bajuka Bog. You know, just as a...
Oh, yeah. So they got a couple cool lands. They've got that and Ghost Quarter. I think both stood out to me.
So I would like to have both of those in there. Ghost Quarter is not overly powerful. I think it's definitely necessary. It's needed. I mean, we have Field of Ruin. Like, is it just better? Well, I guess Field of Ruin gives you a card as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't lose you a land to do it.
Yeah. I mean, Ghost Quarter is just better as far as like being able to get rid of the problem land faster, like a Mutavault or whatnot. All right.
So for me, I think the one thing that would be really a big change is the humans that we've got. We've got Thalia, Garden of Three, Meddling Mage.
Yes.
And maybe even Knight of the Reliquary.
Would that make Bant Humans actually playable in
I think that would make Bant Humans very playable, yes.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be too strong, I wouldn't think, either. It just, you know...
Could be scary.
But like,
it could be scary.
But, like, Meddling Mage, being able to, like, play that against combo, and then, you know, they can't play, you know, such and such card, you know, Breach the Underworld or whatever. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. You can run some of the, like, some of those, like, bodyguard effects to replace something like Mother of Runes.
Yeah. But Thalia, I'd be really excited to have... You know, just, you know, be able to slow down those combo or those, control decks. Gives them a huge, advantage against those decks.
Yeah, it'd be pretty scary.
How about Mera Rejiri? Is that how you say it? Rejiri? The three, I think it's a three mana Merfolk Lord, and it taps or untaps target permanent when a Merfolk comes.
Yeah, not the most exciting Merfolk Lord, but you know, might be enough to make Merfolk playable.
That's what I was going
to
ask, because it's never been playable.
I know. You know, it's one of those things where, like, I never really tested it, and people were like, oh man, this is going to be so good, and then it didn't mm-hmm. do a single thing, and I just, like, I was like, well, you guys said it was good, what happened? Mm-hmm. Nobody's even playing it, nobody's even testing it, what happened?
Yeah. I mean, it needs some cards like that. I mean, you need a critical mass of lords. Right now, you just have, like, the Mistwalker, right? Or the whatever his name is. The blue-green one. I don't think... And then you have the other one that whenever Merfolk comes into play, you get a +1/+1 counter, and it's just not enough.
Oh, yeah, you know... Wait, which set was the colorless lord, the one that, you know, it's any creature type when it comes into play?
Oh, the Metallic Mimic?
Metallic Mimic would be a decent addition.
Yeah, okay. Possible. One more card that I think I would add in, or that I think would have a big impact in Pioneer, would be Maelstrom Pulse.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Something like Insultai Delirium, or like any of those other type of like green-black decks.
I definitely looked a little bit at Ranger of Eos. Maybe that's still in the Humans deck, mm-hmm. but like Ranger of Eos grabbing two Thraven Inspector or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Doesn't seem broken, but...
No, it doesn't seem broken, but it would see play, maybe.
I mean, you could also possibly see... It would possibly also be... it would be good in the Heliod combo just to be able to grab more Soul Wardens to kind of add more counters to everything if you have a Heliod in play.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, that pretty much does... That's my list. There's so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah, and we're already, you know, 45 minutes in here. Yeah. I think this is a reasonable place to wrap up. It was an interesting topic. I'm glad we did this kind of thought experiment, talked a little bit about design. I know I'm, you know, itching for new cards to be coming out this next week. So by the time you guys see us next, we're going to be freaking out at talking about Ikoria. Kyoria.
So I wanted to ask you real quick, though. And after talking about this, you said you're not really a big player of Historic. Would you be more interested in playing Historic now, you know, after talking about, you know, all these cards seeing possible play in
the format? I mean, you did scare me off a little bit there, talking about that it's all Field of Dead and whatever else.
Well, once that stuff is banned.
You know, everyone complains about every format.
But do you think you'd give it a shot in the future?
Yeah, I think that if it looked more like what you can do in paper, I think I'd be more interested. Okay. I've just been a little bit off on it. You know, I just didn't have the time or money investment for Magic Arena.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So that's going to wrap it up to the end of the show. So we were doing another live recording tonight. We got a couple people in our chat. Appreciate that, guys. Really happy to have anyone here. If you guys have any questions, you've got a minute to shout it out. Otherwise, anyone listening at home, please feel free to reach out and tweet us, text us, whatever. I am at MTG Pioneer on Twitter. You can also find us on our Discord, which is MTG Pioneer. Reddit is MTG Pioneer. Yeah, the first Pioneers. We also are associated with the MTG Pioneer Discord, or you can find our... Yeah, you can find it. You can find our contact info that way. That's a good way to reach us.
And if you guys want to contact me, you can find me on Twitter at Yoshwenky, which is Yoschwenky. You can also find me on my blog, which is www.thejapanhobbyist.com. I think that'll do it for me for today.
All right, guys, thank you so much. We are the First Pioneers Podcast. We keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer.